How many Native women have gone missing here, Lonnie?
Close to 300 missing person reports last year alone. We make up only 6.7% of the population, but account for 26% of the missing persons, the majority of whom are women. Most of our cases are closed within a day or two. Runaway teenagers, tribal police find them walking on the roads, or child custody cases that are resolved. But the statistics remain that our people make up more than a quarter of the ones who go missing in the state. We're going to have to go around and knock on some doors and ask some questions. He glanced at me. You're asking for my blessing? I guess. The bear sipped his coffee and then lowered the cup onto the saucer. Lonnie, have you ever heard of the Ebeotseheomese? He started. On his face, we could see that the words rested something deep within. I have not heard that term since I was very young.
But you have heard it.
There was a girl I knew. She was strange and something of an outsider who just didn't fit in anywhere. You could see her out in places where nobody was, all alone. I remember my mother told me to not be like her, that the Ebeotseheomese would come and take me if I lingered too long from the company of the people. One day in the schoolyard, I saw her standing out by the fence, and I went to her. I told her that if she persisted, that the Ebeotseheomese would come and take her away. And all she said was that at least someone would want her.
He reached out and took his coffee, holding it in both hands, as if attempting to stay warm.
I told my mother about this, and she said that I should befriend this girl and look out for her. The next day I went to school with great emotion, ready to tell this girl that I was her newfound friend and would protect her.
He took a sip of coffee.
She was gone, and I never heard of her spoken of again.
We waited, but he was silent. Lonnie? He looked up at me.
You have my blessing.
Henry's truck, Rez Dog, would only go 45 miles an hour. It took us 2 hours and 33 minutes to get to Billings because it was as fast as Rez Dog would go.
Because it was an undercover operation, he decided that it called for the special abilities of his 60-year-old truck, although I couldn't think of any special attributes other than its ability to burst into flames, spring leaks, go flat, short out, or lose parts at the most inopportune times. Have I told you lately how much I hate this truck?
Do you mean in the last 5 minutes?
Yep.
Sitting outside the house on the south side of Billings, we did what hunters do. We waited.
Yes, you have.
Not the nicest neighborhood in the Magic City. We were pretty well halfway between the Yellowstone County Jail and the Montana Women's Prison on 27th Street. The bear had said that maybe Jimmy Lane liked to keep his options open.
It was a small off-white clapboard house sprayed with tags from the various surrounding gangbangers, a stripped-out Impala up on blocks in the front yard. We'd been there for a few hours and hadn't seen any signs of movement in or about the house. It was getting late in the afternoon, and we wanted to get back down toward Lame Deer before the final practice, but it was looking more and more like we wouldn't make it. I reached over and fed Dog a bit of my beef jerky. He sat on the shower curtain seat cover that was held on with bungee cords.
Please do not feed that to Dog.
What?
It is bad enough that you eat those things. Please do not give that poison to your dog.
Are you getting bored?
He reached over and took his bottle of filtered water from one of the rust holes in the floorboard.
What? You get cranky when you're bored.
I am not bored.
He unscrewed the top and took a sip.
Maybe a little.
Why don't you go take a walk?
You do not think I will draw attention to myself?
I glanced around. They'll just think you're another local thug.
Local thug?
I shrugged. Crime lord? He pulled the handle and threw his weight against the door, wedging his way out of the junkyard derelict that was filled to capacity with the three of us.
I am taking a walk. Say, I didn't hurt your feelings, did I? He shut the door with a little more force than was necessary.
I gave Dog another bite. My, aren't we sensitive? I watched as he approached the house and kept watching as he hit the sidewalk and continued around the block in a nonchalant fashion, wrapped in a black leather duster, looking like, well, a crime lord.